Doyle has just unveiled a proposal to target $85 million of new and existing tax credits to state manufacturers. He especially wants to help them with efficiency programs called lean manufacturing. He says his so-called Next Generation Manufacturing program would create 5,000 new jobs and train another 4,000 people. Doyle concedes lean manufacturing can sometimes mean companies cutting jobs.
Yes. I mean, productivity is means that you have to be very productive, and in some cases that means fewer employees. In the long run, it means more employees, and it means more stable businesses, and it means businesses that then grow from a lean base are ones that are creating more and more jobs.
Doyle spoke at a metal fabricating firm in Mequon, which says it's used efficiency programs over the last few years to add jobs and boost sales. Doyle's series of announcements about the business package he plans to send to state lawmakers have won general backing from Republicans. Some Democratic state senators are more cautious. Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker of Weston says it's a good idea to consolidate existing business programs. He says new ones need a close look.
That's the thing you need to sort through. For the sake of doing something, for saying you did something, if it doesn't have some real, brass tacks to it, I just don't think I think some of the things that are tried and tested, we ought to continue.
Governor Doyle says a lot will depend on whether legislative leaders allow a bipartisan group of lawmakers to get behind his proposals. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.